very familiar passage that actually doesn't turn up very often in the lectionary. I'll explain that in a second. But you know this one, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 33, part of the Sermon on the Mount. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. This truly is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I really don't have a whole lot more to say this morning than what I just said to the children and what I'll repeat with you folks here in a moment, in the next couple of minutes. I'm sad, as I told the kids, I'm sad that this departure must now take place. Yes, I'm uncertain and worried about my future, I'm a little less uncertain and worried about the churches, but here's what I know for sure. God is good all the time. That great African refrain. God is good all the time. Do you know what to say following that? And all the God is good. We haven't done that much in my time here. Let's do that once more. God is good all the time. And you respond, all the time, God is good. This scripture lesson this morning and the one from the Old Testament that Susie read, but the New Testament one especially, the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, we're actually jumping the gun just a little bit because it's actually the lectionary text for Thanksgiving, for the services that we might do on Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving Day. I chose these texts today because I need to hear them, and I believe our church needs to hear them. The New Testament, this portion of the Sermon on the Mount, is Jesus telling us the difference between worry and trust. The birds of the air, Jesus says, they don't sow or reap or build barns or worry, and yet God feeds them. The lilies of the field, they don't spin or toil or worry, and yet there's nothing more beautiful in all the world. We humans need to worry less and trust more. That's what Jesus is telling us. God provides. I'm guessing you've heard me say that about 100 times. God provides, and God will get us through all the hard things that come our way in life. Worry less. Trust more. Any of you who I have visited in the hospital or in your homes when a loved one died or some of these other things that come along our way, you have probably heard me say this, and I'm pretty sure I've said this in sermons as well. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds our future. God holds our future, and God holds us. And that is where our confidence lies when we can't see the path before us. We all need to worry less and trust more. Bad things happen, and bad things are going to happen again, but God is good all the time. C.S. Lewis wrote something that I've never forgotten. He said, God gives us the strength to bear what happens. We all know that part of it. God gives us the strength to bear what happens, but not even God can give us the strength to bear the thousand and one things that might happen. Worry less. Trust more. Years ago, many years ago, in the pioneer days of aviation, a pilot was making one of the first round-trip flights all the way around the world. About 2 hours out from his last landing field, he heard a noise in the back of his airplane, a very clear and rather loud and alarming gnawing noise, a chewing noise. Okay? He realized that while he was on the ground, probably at his last stop, a rat had come aboard. Airplanes in those days were made of wood and cloth and rope. The rat could have well been gnawing through a very vital cable or control. It was a serious situation, and the pilot was very worried. He didn't know what to do. It was 2 hours back. It was nighttime, by the way, 2 hours back to the last airfield, more than 2 hours ahead to the next one, and nowhere to land in between. And then he remembered. A rat is not made for the heights. It lives on the ground and under the ground, and sometimes in palm trees. I heard a very amusing story about a rat in a palm tree yesterday, but we're not going to tell it here. But basically, a rat is a ground creature. It lives there. So the pilot began to climb. I pulled back on that stick and began to climb the airplane. He went up 1,000 feet, and then another and another, until he was more than 20,000 feet up and was both freezing himself and could barely breathe. The gnawing ceased. The rat was dead. It could not survive in the atmosphere of those heights. 2 hours later, the pilot landed safely and found the dead rat. Friends, worry is a rat, but worry cannot live in the secret place of God Most High. It cannot breathe in the atmosphere of trust. Worry dies. It just dies when we seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness. That's why I know I'll be okay. God provides. This is why I know that you're going to be okay, because God is good all the time. God gives us what we need, when we need it, for whatever challenges come today. And then when tomorrow comes, when new problems and challenges arise, God will once again give us exactly what we need. And if we look back at our life, we'll probably find times where we feel like we didn't get what we needed. But I don't think there's a person in the room who can look back at the worst moments of their life and say, God wasn't there and did not get me through. All of us have been through our worst times, and God has always provided. God will give you and me exactly what we need today and tomorrow and always. So, goodbye, my friends. I love you. And I love this church. You're going to be okay, and so am I, because we trust in God. And God is good all the time. Say that with me. God is good all the time. Time, God is good. Let's pray. Loving God, teach us today to worry less and trust more. Teach us that you provide. Remind us that you are good all the time. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for your good gifts. And thank you for the future which you hold for us. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.